Well, we certainly gave it a good go in that second half period, and I thought we threatened a lot. The difficulty we've got at the moment is that we're struggling to score goals. And if you're struggling to score goals, you've got to start the game better than what we did. Gave a really poor defensive goal away, And then, you know, they're a team that are desperate to get the points here. They're going to press you, make it more difficult for us, which they did do. And we had to be better in that first half period. We wasn't. The second half, I said, I don't think we could have done any more tactically to try and turn that around. We ended up finishing with almost four forward players on the pitch, and we threatened. Didn't get the real good opportunities, perhaps. Baram's opportunity when he was through was perhaps our best, but you know, we need to start better in games, and we've got to be more productive in that final third. Otherwise, we will continue to put more pressure on ourselves.
You spoke about the goal. What disappointed you most about the goal, Chris?
Well, just too comfortable a goal to score. You know, the lad crosses it from a real tight angle, and I think we've got to do better initially to stop the cross, and of course we've got to be brighter and expect runs in the box, and that was an early warning for us. You know, when we had to pick it up from there. We wasn't good enough in that first half period. We wasn't good enough to get around the press that they had. We wasn't good enough on the ball. Second half a lot better, and I generally felt that we would get back in the game in that second half, and I generally felt that we could get a result. But as I say, our work in that final third has, you know, has got to be more productive as regards, you know, real clear-cut chances and goal opportunities. And at the moment, we're finding that difficult.
Your body language was you didn't look happy in the first half, Chris. What did you say to the players at the break?
No, we just had to be better. Well, I probably wasn't happy with the referee's performance. That I thought there were so many stoppages in that first half period, a lot of fouls. Not saying particularly malicious fouls, but there were so many stoppages, which suited them. You know, they're the team that had gone one ahead, and I think the type of game suited them. But I wasn't happy with the first half performance, because we're a better footballing team than what we showed in that first half, and we're a team that can compete, as we've showed. And we're on the back of a really good away performance at Blackburn. We wanted to try and replicate that. And, you know, the disappointment is that we are a better team than what we showed.
Change things around. You brought on Liam Best at half-time. What was the thought behind that, Chris?
It's just a change, a different type of player up front. We thought bringing him on at half-time, it might give us a little bit more of a pivot point, somebody that's a little bit fresher. I felt we could do something in the wide areas. I thought Carriol was good at times and certainly showed pace to be able to get past his defender and to get into, you know, crossing positions. And I thought we could benefit from that. But probably in the end, you know, I can't say that we deserve to get anything out of the game, because, as I say, our first half performance wasn't good enough.
You played Baram Kyle in a more advanced role in the second period as well, and he looked quite threatening.
Well, he looked threatening because he was prepared to do that in that first half period, and I just felt I'd already wanted to make the change at half time. Instead of making too many changes, just put him in a more advanced position. He wanted to and tried to do that in the first half period anyway. And yeah, he did. He looked threatening. He's got a drive about him. But what we need all of that together to allow us to get the opportunities that we need in front of goal.
Talk about the bottom of the table. There's still no real pressure coming from below, Chris. You must be relieved about that, because Wigan have got beaten today.
Well, I'm probably more annoyed, because I thought this was a real opportunity for us to increase that gap. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to be looking behind us. We want to be looking at finishing the season the best way that we can, getting as many points as we can, and not have to think so much about the teams below us or the other results. Thankfully for us, it worked out in our favour today, but it's not always going to do that. And we've got six more games left, and we want to try and finish the season the best way that we can.
You've had a real chance to look at these players, Chris. That first half performance particularly, does that make you think that in terms of the summer coming up, there are more changes than you thought when you first came here?
That's my responsibility to assess the squad. But, you know, we are on the back of what I thought was a very good, apart from the last, probably the first 20 minutes against Norwich, a very good performance. We are on the back of a real good performance away at Blackburn. And, I've been so far delighted with the effort and what the team have given me. Today was a little bit of a backward step because in that first half period we wasn't good enough. But they know that. It's our responsibility and the team's responsibility to be better in what will be a very tough game on Friday night. But you have to accept. You have to accept it's part and parcel of the game. And we've had some good highs. And today in that first half I thought was a low for us.